Hey there. In today's episode, we are going to discuss the sun.
Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, mind, body, eating coach, author, fun foodie, and all the other fun things you can find at hikinichandler.com. This conversation is all about self-love, your journey to self-love. So are you ready? Grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
There's a plane above my head as I am swinging on a swing and enjoying the sun. Even though now there are some clouds covering, but even though you can't see, does it mean it's not there? I don't know if you grew up in a place where it was all the seasons represented. And as a kid, I don't know if you liked going outdoors and swinging on the swings or hanging on the monkey bars or merry-go-round, going round and round, playing ball maybe. If you grew up in the era of Double Dare, I had some Double Dare gear when we would try to imitate what happened on the TV show with the Double Dare gear in one of my neighbor's yards. As I got older, though, I didn't want to be in the sun that much. I grew up in a time where kids were trying to fit in with the crowd, and it was looked down upon to have darker skin. Now, for those who are listening that already have dark skin, you know what I'm talking about. There are certain shades that were more noticed more than others. And so, growing up, you were made fun of for having darker skin. And then you were praised more for having the lighter shade of darker skin. And then you had those that were in the middle. I was kind of considered the middle shade that just wanted to be noticed. So, as I got older, didn't care too much about the sun, wanted to stay indoors so I wouldn't get darker. It may sound crazy to some right now, but that was the mindset that I was living in and others like me were living in. And it may be still some people living like that today. I didn't know a lot of my history back then. We were just taught we started as slaves. There was nothing extra other than maybe one or two heroes that had skin like me. But as I grew into my adulthood, I started realizing that I wanted the sun. I needed the sun. I really started embracing my dark skin and loving every part of my dark skin and knowing that it wasn't a curse. It was a blessing. Some people call it a privilege. Some people call it destiny, whatever you want to call it. But I call it, this is what I'm meant to be. The shell that I was brought into this world into is what I was meant to be brought into. My ancestors, they loved the sun. Some people think they worship the sun, but they knew the importance of sun. They knew the importance of being out in nature. They knew the importance that what the sun actually did, it provided sustenance for the plants to grow, food for you to eat. It provided a covering so you could go out and endure those times, whether it was the battlefield or hunting or gathering, whatever it was. It provided strength to your bones, because with the sun, you're able to easily process other vitamins and minerals effectively when you have enough of what they call the vitamin D, which is really, I guess it was just so hard to articulate, but we knew that it wasn't an S-O-N to worship that would provide what you needed. It was the S-U-N that provided what was needed. And it was just highly regarded as something that was worth looking at. See, my ancestors were very spiritual people. And a lot of times people looked at that as inferior. They were peaceful people. We didn't need a man-made construct to worship, but because everything that was needed, the universe provided for us. And it was all about looking within to extract what was needed, knowing that we have that direct connection with the universe, knowing that someone or some things, entities, whatever you want to call it, placed us here in this shell for a reason. And so no longer was I feeling inferior or embarrassed, but just to know that whoever placed me here in this shell, thank you. You know, it's like, wow, I needed to come through this dark shell to do something. And we all have a purpose. Not to say you don't have a purpose because you didn't come in the shell. Because, you know, there's always some people that get offended when people with dark skin begin to speak positivity, because they're so used to seeing the negative. Some people want us to think down, think low of ourselves. But when we start speaking truth and positivity, people have problems. There's nothing wrong with being proud of what you look like. You can't wait for other people to extend your worth. You choose what your worth is. You don't have to make apologies for it. It's all up to you. And you stand proud and be you. This is for everyone. If you're able to, in a place where you get some sunlight, even if it's like 5 minutes, get in the sun. Feel that warmth. It's like a hug almost. Feel that warmth of the sun. Embrace it. There's no real true substitutes for the sun. But in some places we have to do what we have to do. In some seasons we have to do what we have to do, right? To fill in those substitutes that they say we should feed into, like three things that if you want, some people like three things. Some give you three things. So three things you can do if you don't get a lot of sun to add those extra benefits to your life. You can actually eat some almonds. Some have said that almonds can provide some of those benefits that the sun can give you. It's not like an end all, but just something. Number two, mushrooms. I never liked mushrooms in the past. I used to hate them. But one day I started eating them and I'm like, oh, these are pretty good. Just depending on how you season them. That's the whole point. And then number three is some supplementation. Some people may take some supplements to provide some sort of benefit that they can get from the sun. Now, don't take my word for it. Always do your due diligence to see what it is that you need. Always do your due diligence. But I'll tell you, if you can find some sunlight, there is nothing like it. Nothing like it at all. So, I hope this was fun for you as it was for me. Just to be reminded that everything that was created is for us. It's for us. Make sure you use it. All right? Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. I have something special for my podcast listeners. There's a link, and as the traffic moves by, now that I'm walking. So there's a link, and it'll be in the podcast notes for all my podcast listeners for you to get a free gift that I have for you. No opt-in required. And so just to say thank you for tuning in from all around the world, because I've noticed that I have some international friends, and I'm very, very grateful. So feel free to share it. Share it with a friend who can benefit from my podcast. I like to share things that are real and true and unapologetic. At any time, if you have any questions about the content that I share, feel free to email me at admin@hikinichandler.com. Also, I have a meditation journal. So if you're interested in purchasing on Amazon or Lulu, soon to be on Barnes & Noble, you can go to hikinichandler.com/books and get more information. All right? Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. All right? I will talk to you soon.